In this bulletin, concerns for Victoria's aged care residents after the state experiences its deadliest day of the pandemic. Black Lives Matter protesters say they'll fight a ruling prohibiting a rally in Sydney. And in the A-League, Melbourne Victory goalkeeper Lawrence Thomas thanks his club as he moves to Europe to continue his playing career. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos. Australia's Deputy Chief Medical Officer Nick Coatsworth says uniform approaches to COVID-19 outbreaks in aged care are not appropriate. There have been calls for all residents to be removed from residences with outbreaks, but Dr. Coatsworth says each outbreak needs to be managed on a case-by-case basis. Seven of the latest deaths in Victoria are related to aged care. There are more than 500 cases in almost 40 nursing homes. Dr. Coatsworth says each patient's doctor is part of the decision-making process when it comes to hospital admissions.
Those aged care residents who are suffering from COVID-19, who require hospitalisation, will of course be hospitalised. But that decision needs to be made by the treating clinicians. Every aged care resident in Australia has their own general practitioner. Be intimately involved in those decisions, the receiving doctors at the hospital, the wishes of the aged care resident and the families.
COVID-19 has now killed 155 Australians, with another 475 cases recorded. 459 of those are in Victoria, where there's been 10 deaths, the highest single-day death total in Australia. The casualties include one man in his 40s and seven people from aged care. Premier Daniel Andrews says everyone is vulnerable and must be careful.
We are all part of, if we're not careful, a chain of transmission that just doesn't end. And we finish up with many more people dying, many people that are chronically ill for a long period of time, and a health system that won't cope. I want businesses to survive. I want businesses to reopen. I want people back at work. I want people finding a COVID normal. We can achieve that, but the government can't achieve it for Victoria on its own.
There are 241 people in hospital in Australia, with 46 in intensive care units. Several Sydney restaurants have been exposed to COVID-19, with New South Wales Health ordering some patrons to get tested and self-isolate, regardless of the symptoms. The advice comes after a staff member became the second infection linked to the Thai Rock restaurant in Potts Point, which has the same owners as Thai Rock in Wetherill Park. That cluster is linked to 67 cases. The link between the cases at the two Thai restaurants has not yet been identified. New South Wales Health is urging customers who attended the Potts Point restaurant for more than 2 hours between July 15th and July 25th to get tested and self-isolate for 14 days since they were last there, regardless of symptoms. Black Lives Matter protesters say they'll fight a court ruling prohibiting a rally in Sydney. It comes after the New South Wales Supreme Court blocked a protest planned for Tuesday, the 28th of July. Health authorities say there is a medium risk of COVID-19 transmission at the event, but protest organiser Paddy Gibson says the event must go on.
There's huge sporting grounds full of people. There's shopping centres full of people. We are not the problem. We are not the ones who are responsible for the coronavirus. You have absolutely nothing to fear from our demonstration. The only people who have anything to fear from our demonstration is the police, the prison system, and the government, who continue to perpetrate grave injustices and violence on Aboriginal people.
A controversial policy allowing the imprisonment of Australian children as young as 10 years of age is being reviewed today. The Council of Attorneys General will examine whether to raise Australia's age of criminal responsibility after a long-running campaign. About 600 children aged between 10 and 13 years old are in Australian youth detention. More than 60% are Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islanders. Noongar woman Roxanne Moore from the National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Legal Service says it's a policy that disproportionately affects Indigenous children.
Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander kids are being criminalised for things like stealing a chocolate frog or bread. We know that it's related to the disadvantage that our kids experience, and it's the most vulnerable, really young children that are getting trapped in the quicksand of the justice system.
And in sport, Melbourne Victory goalkeeper Lawrence Thomas is leaving the A-League club to pursue an opportunity in Europe. The 28-year-old has been with Victory for the past 9 seasons, winning 2 grand finals and a premiership at the club. He says the move is bittersweet.
For me, it's a new challenge, and I guess the main reason to be able to look myself in the mirror once my career is done and really say that I pushed to the highest level possible. So I'm excited, but at the same time, there's that sadness of leaving what I feel is home for me. You know, I've been at the club for all my adult life and has a very special place in my heart.
And now a look at today's weather. Showers developing in Perth, possible morning showers in Adelaide, a shower or two in Melbourne, partly cloudy in Hobart, rain and wind in Wollongong and Sydney, showers in Newcastle, windy and mostly sunny in Brisbane, Cairns and Darwin. Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.